This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can just listen live. There's so much that you can do over there. I mean, again, the only way you get involved in the conversation is to actually get involved in the conversation. I don't know. You can't make it any plainer than that. You got to get involved with other people. You have to understand what's going on. You have to understand what the facts are. Please do not just spew the party line. Because you sound so ignorant when you do that. You know what I mean? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's been things going on in the news. You just have to sit there and scratch your head sometimes. Some of you might, I don't know if you still are, but some of you, I hope, are following the story with the Planned Parenthood story recently. And it was really scary. Because I know what most of you thought, it's the same thing that what I thought, what was happening. That winning that case shouldn't have been a big deal, right? And I'm going to have, you know, Mike Mueser is going to talk about this when he comes on. And we're going to talk more about the details of the case, because this is where you have a journalist, and it happens all the time. Right? You have a journalist. This is sweet. You don't even know what's rolling around in my head right now, where they try to crucify me for this. Or trying to crucify me for something that they're doing and hanging their hat on. Which is, the journalist decided to record, right, what Planned Parenthood, he was sitting with somebody from Planned Parenthood. I don't want to give away too much of this because I want him to do it. And he was able to get them to admit to the fact that they were doing things illegal there at Planned Parenthood. And I don't mean, you know, providing illegal abortions, but when it came to, you know, selling parts and what they were doing. And a judge actually ruled against him. I just find that amazing to no end. Well, I do anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved, being part of the solution. I always tell you that. The only way you become part of the solution is if you open your mouth and actually say something. Otherwise, you're part of the problem, right? You know, they always get so excited when a Republican gets caught breaking the law. They call us corrupt and terrible. It's all over the place. Every news station carries it, right? Doesn't matter how small the position is. No, seriously, it doesn't matter where it is. But a Democrat in Indiana, a mayor, actually, he was arrested by the FBI over corruption probe. Dennis Tyler, a Democrat serving as a mayor of Muncie, Indiana, was arrested by the FBI in his home as part of a public corruption probe. Now, I can confirm an arrest warrant was executed at the house of Mayor Dennis Tyler this morning and is currently in custody. That's according to an FBI Indiana spokesperson. Tyler's been accused of accepting a $5,000 bribe to award public contracts to a demolition, excavation, and construction company. Now, he could be facing up to 10 years in federal prison and a fine of $250,000. I wonder if he'll ever see that, though. I'm just curious. He was indicted for theft of public funds, which is interesting. According to the Star Press, seven people in Tyler's administration, they've been charged in corruption. The paper's been reporting on the FBI investigation for a couple of years now, so he didn't, felt like he didn't know what was going on, or didn't know what was coming. In 2017, the FBI searched City Hall offices during an investigation. Right? Nichols was accused of acquiring city contracts for businesses he owned. He owned! Without using a bidding process. Not new, right? He's got 30 accounts, he's been charged with 30 counts of money laundering and wire fraud. So, as this goes on, I love this stuff. Because I'm tired of hearing about how bad Republicans are. How terrible, how corrupt we are. How corrupt they are. Go look at what's been going on. Who gets put away for corruption? Who gets brought up on corruption charges from the FBI and other law enforcement agencies more than Republicans do? Now, Al Sharpton, remember the guy that owed, let's see, it was about $4 million. He says it's an accounting error. God, I wish I could get away with that. Oh, yeah, it's just an accounting error. So he got paid $1 million from his own charity. And this is not, you know, depending on how the charity is laid out, this could be a problem. So Sharpton was paid over $1 million by his own charity, the National Action Network, in 2018. That's according to a report in the New York Post. He received $1,046,948. That's according to the tax filings of the company. Now, that windfall breaks into three different categories because they had to hide it good. You know what I'm saying? A third, $324,000, went to Sharpton's salary. So I guess he makes $324,000 a year. Another $159,000 or $160,000 almost constituted the activist preacher's bonus. Well, wait a minute. He's with a nonprofit because he's a preacher. He gets another $160,000. Where do I sign up for that one? The rest of the money, well over $500,000, was categorized as other compensation. Wow. This is really cool. From a nonprofit, and because it's Al Sharpton, nobody would make a big difference. Nobody make a big deal out of it. I mean, seriously, we need some serious help here. Joe Bosini, your host, listen to The Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, baby, it looks
like listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You really do got to get involved. You got to get engaged. No, seriously. You can't just sit there, you know, drooling all over yourself. You need to get informed. And information is not reading the last tweet that came by or going by the last headline that came by. It's just crazy and it's going somewhere to happen. You really have to have some information. Otherwise, you become them. And you know what I mean by them. You know, they just spew party lines. There's no depth to it. They couldn't possibly debate you because they don't have the information. You need to get the information you need. And I, you know, I keep telling you guys, I don't even know. Some of the things you give me credit for, I don't know these things. I go to experts for it. They have a clue. I have no clue. I just pull information in for you. So Mark Muser is joining me. He's a constitutional election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group. And we're going to talk about, well, I'm going to make them nuts because we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the Planned Parenthood decision that recently came down, the future of the Republican Party in California, if it has one or not, and the Trump tax return case that looks like it's been put on hold for a short period of time here. Mark, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, I got to tell you something. When it comes to the Planned Parenthood thing, it's raised a lot of irritation. And even as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't understand this verdict. I don't understand how this came down. Can you give people a bit of an overview and then explain how the process took place?
Okay. Well, as for a refresher for our listeners, this all started back in 2015 when the Planned Parenthood got caught with their pants down, so to speak, because they were caught on video talking about selling body parts of aborted babies. And the Planned Parenthood claimed victimhood and rushed into court, got an injunction, and basically said that, you know, the guy who was taking these videos was violating their privacy and, you know, just went on and on and on about how they were the victims because they were committing an illegal crime. And they just flipped this thing upside down, so to speak. And they drew the perfect judge in 2015. They drew a judge whose wife worked for a organization that became a Planned Parenthood. So the judge's wife is very, very closely associated with an affiliated Planned Parenthood organization. And despite numerous motions for asking the judge to recuse himself, he refused to do so. And throughout all this litigation that has taken place, you know, the verdict that you are seeing is just the tip of the iceberg of what has been going on for the last 4 years. But, you know, the judge did not allow the defendant, the guy who caught, you know, Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, contrary to law, they did not allow him to bring all of his witnesses in. The judge didn't allow him to provide all of his defenses that are available to him by law, and in fact, you know, made rulings on whether the judge even had standing on this case. Just made some very unusual rulings, and it's very clear that to those people who have been really following this litigation closely, it's really clear that the judge kind of had biases, and you know, every decision basically went Planned Parenthood's way over the last 4 years. And so at this point in time, yes, the verdict came down, a jury verdict came down. There are some post-trial motions. And then, I personally haven't been working this case, but my firm has been working this case. And it's pretty clear that this case is going to be appealed. The judge even admitted multiple times that he'd allow counsel to make their record for the appeal process. So I think everybody knows that this thing is not done, and that we're going to go up to the Ninth Circuit, and hopefully the Ninth Circuit will send it back down, in which case there will be a whole new trial. But this is a very expensive process that's going on, and it's, I hate to say it, but to a lot of extent, this federal judge has railroaded the guy who caught Planned Parenthood committing a crime.
This is like amazing, and you don't even know what to say. If you can't trust the legal system, and this is what we've been saying now for almost a decade, that you can't trust the legal system because depending on the judge, and do you think they may have shopped this? Because people don't believe in judge shopping. I know it's true, don't you?
I'm not going to answer that question.
All right, let me be more generic.
I am a practicing attorney who has to appear before federal judges on a regular basis.
Okay, I hear you. But from what we've seen in the past and what have you, you know, people tend to file cases in areas that might be more friendly to their cause. I'll put it that way and leave it there. But could you see this? Now, you see this going to the Ninth Circuit Court. Ninth Circuit Court has had some changes with it recently, hasn't it?
It has. You know, there have actually been some very positive rulings that have come out of the Ninth Circuit over the last year to kind of indicate that there may be a change coming out of the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, I just love the fact that usually, but it takes all my fodder away though, Mark, because I used to have so much fun though, and if it went to the Ninth Circuit, we were going to have a ball, you know, watching the arguments and hearing what they had to say. But now it seems like they're starting to move more towards law than they are anything else. But I'll say that because I don't want you to have to get involved in that. I'm going to save my question for you as it pertains to the Republican Party in California more towards the end of our talk. But let's talk about the Trump tax return case. I don't know if you caught it tonight, probably did, where the Supreme Court are giving them until a temporary stay till Thursday to make their case. But their case for what?
Okay, there are two different Trump tax return cases moving through the courts right now. There's one in California and one in New York. And I believe what you're talking about is the New York one, which I'll talk about that in just a second. But let's first talk about the California one, since you and I, right this second, are standing in California.
Right.
But in California, the California legislature passed a bill that basically said in order to be on the presidential primary ballot, you must produce your tax returns. Now, the thing is, according to federal law, your tax returns are confidential. So you basically have the state of California passing a law that...
Finish up your thought, and then we'll go to commercials.
Yeah, that they can't decide, do they want to run for president or do they want to give up their...
privacy.
Confidentiality of the returns.
We'll hit that more on the other side of the break. So I'm with your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on Trump's tax returns right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry and now reaction to it. Former Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions, who was running for his old Senate seat in Alabama, reacting.
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done. But to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
More witnesses.
witness is expected to testify Tuesday on Capitol Hill in front of Adam Schiff's committee. President Trump meeting with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. Cuba Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you can say chicky anymore, but we're doing it anyway, so deal with it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. Appreciate your time with me. Look, if you don't want an email and you want a text message that the show is starting, then what you want to do is you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Let me bring it back on with me. Mark Muser's on with me. He's a constitutional and election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group, and we're going to talk about everything. In the first segment, we talked about Planned Parenthood and how they got to spin this thing. They broke the law, and they spun it around to the person who caught them now being in trouble. And, Mark, first of all, thanks for being with me.
No problem.
And secondly, I'm running this stuff through my head, like, okay, Trump's tax returns. Every other citizen, I guess once you become president, you're no longer a citizen of the country, and you're not covered by the Constitution anymore, apparently. So,
not if you're a Democrat and you have Trump derangement syndrome, because I thought that was a joke the first time I saw it, but really, the more I have seen it, it is true. I mean, Trump got ripped free in the heads of these Democrats, and they are just doing the craziest stuff in the world just to get his tax returns. And what's so funny is, okay, the first person who ever showed their tax returns was Nixon,
right,
when he was president. And the thing is, Congress said, you know what, this is kind of a good idea. So in 1978, they actually enacted the Ethics in Government Act, which actually requires presidential candidates and presidents to disclose all their stuff with, and the state has basically admitted that it is much more complicated and much more detailed than the tax returns are ever going to be. So the thing is, they have all the information. But the fact that he is defying them and got elected without showing his tax returns, even though they have all the information that's really going to be on the tax returns, both documents are under penalty of perjury, they have just gone absolutely crazy. They have Trump derangement syndrome. Oh. There's no other explanation to it than that.
You know, the proof of that is just watch the hearings. You want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome? He is the only guy in this country that has no rights. He has no right to bring in witnesses. He just has no rights, period, does he?
Well, I mean, I stopped listening or watching the Democrat debates. I mean, I used to like watching the Democrat debates, but listening to the Democrat debates, I just, after 5 minutes, I have to turn it off because of how much they want to destroy the Constitution and how they brag about how fast they're going to destroy the Constitution and how quickly your constitutional rights just go out the door. I mean, the constitutional rights are to protect us from the government, and these candidates are bragging about how quickly they're going to take away your constitutional rights to keep the government from violating your rights. And it's just, it's scary.
Well, there is no constitution. I can't remember the legislator who said it about 3 or 4 years ago who said that California really doesn't, they follow their own law. They do their own thing. And I was thinking to myself, my God, that is so true. They don't know what the Constitution is, let alone what it's for, or even how to spell it at this point in time. Yeah, I love listening to these guys talk. Again, they really do. They do anything they want to do. They pass any law they want to pass. You and I haven't talked about this in detail yet, but the California, when it comes to voting now, you can register the same day you vote, which I, because, you know, there's no voter fraud in California. You're aware of that, right? I mean, just ask any Dem, they'll tell you. So,
well, any, well, let me just correct a slight correction there.
Go ahead.
You can register to vote and vote in California, but that ballot goes into what's called a conditional ballot, you know, envelope.
Okay.
And that envelope, the state must first determine if you're eligible to vote. And if they determine that you are eligible to vote, then they have to make sure that you didn't vote anywhere else in the state.
Right.
So that is, you know, the reason why we require people to register to vote 15 days before time is so that the Secretary of State can fulfill their federal obligations to ensure that a person is eligible to vote and also allows the registered voters in all the counties to do the poll books and send them to the polling places. So that way, when you go in, they know that John Smith is registered to vote in this precinct. Now, I know that some counties have vote centers, and, you know, we can get on a tangent about election integrity. But there are a lot of people who are concerned about this voter registration the same day, but they do not understand that this is a conditional vote. It goes into a separate envelope. It is the last set of ballots that are going to be counted in the state of California. They're not going to be counted for about 3 weeks because they're going to make sure that all people who voted at the polls on election day, those votes are counted and reconciled. They're going to make sure that everybody who voted by mail, those votes have been counted and reconciled. All provisional ballots have been done. And then they get to these conditional ballots.
All right, Mark.
And based upon the state database, they're going to make sure that you haven't voted. So,
listen, I want to hang
on.
Not
the end of the world, but it is crazy.
But wait a minute. Just take my point of view. I want to hang on at Disneyland, too, but it doesn't work out for me either. So on Election Day, because I'm so involved with one of the parties, all right, I hang out at their headquarters, and I help field calls. I help go out and check things out. And I can't tell you how many calls. And I'm not talking two or three. I'm talking the phone rings off the hook where somebody goes down to vote, and they've already voted, all right? So somebody has voted for them. When we had the last recount here in California, I had two close friends of mine that were texting me and telling me that when they were trying to line up or match up the signatures, right, to do the recount on some of the votes, that the signatures obviously, extremely obviously, weren't anywhere near close, and they were counting them anyway. And there were so many irregularities going on, you know?
And unfortunately, the only thing that you can do is basically sue the, you know, make a proper record and sue the register of voters over that. And so if you do not have a team of lawyers already there ready to stand up for your rights, it's basically you've already lost them. And that's unfortunately what has happened. That, you know, California has like the third worst elections in the state of California. And basically, it has gotten to, if you are not hiring attorneys, standing there, watching the process, ready to rush down to the court and file emergency writ, you've already lost your rights.
Right. Yeah, it's scary because I've been one of those guys that if you beat me fair and square, I'm good with that. I'll sleep at night. But if this is an irregularity, if there's something wrong, if there's something happening, then I do want it right. Maybe you need to redo a vote or something. I don't know how to fix it. But we have so many easy ways to beat the system that it really scares me about California. Are the Republicans going to be able to ever take seats back in this state?
Well, the good news is there are more of us than there are of them. And let me explain that. Gallup, I believe, had a poll that came out last year, and when it looked at the state of California, it found 29% of the population was right-leaning, right-thinking, right-voting. And 29% of the population was left-leaning, left-thinking, left-voting. And 38% self-identified as middle of the road, willing to vote either direction. The thing is, so many Republicans didn't even turn out to vote because they already had a defeatist mentality that they were going to lose anyways, that it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And all we have to do is go back to Contract with America in 1994, when Newt Gingrich came out with this plan of, this is what Republicans stand for. This is our plan. This is our agenda. You vote for us. This is what we're going to do. And even in the state of California, over 50% of the assembly seats went to the Republicans, even though they had nothing to do with Contract with America, because that was a federal issue.
Right.
But 50% of the state assemblymen were Republicans that year because the Republicans stood for something. And what we saw nationwide is that Republican turnout was like about 5% better statewide. Evangelical Christians came out about 5% more. NRA members came out 5% more. It's just across the board, 5% increase, and we totally wiped out anything that was going on. So, yes, we can win. There's more of us staying home, and we get them out, we can win.
We're going to talk about the governor when we come back. I mean, with his disapproval rating, we should be able to really take it from him. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
That looks it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
School, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, I send out one email a week, okay? I'm not that guy that sends it out every other day and begs you for money and begs you for info and all that. I send out one email a week. I'll let you know what we got coming up on the show. We list our sponsors. Yes, we do sell coffee mugs. You can find those up on the website, therealside.com. So sign up for the email blast that we send out. You'll find that on the regular website. There's a donate button there. And if you're one of those people who writes me and says, look, I don't want an email, I want another way, it's real simple. We do text alerts as well. So simply text TRS, right? Come on, write that down. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You can also pick up our app on Apple and on Android. You guys should know what to do with it from there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Mark Muser joins me. He's the constitutional and election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group. And I got him talking about everything tonight, so don't hold that against him. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host. Mark, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, keeping me on the toes.
So we're gonna go back to Trump's tax issue, but I want to finish this up because people need to understand. Look, you are obviously a lot more upbeat. You probably have a lot more inroads and understand what's going on. I have not so much hope for the Republican Party in California, not as much as you do. And I agree with what you said. I mean, I agree with what you said with the numbers and the percentages. I know that where I live, the Dems outnumber the Republicans, but we win a lot more seats than they do because, you know, people come out to vote, and they come out to vote for the right person around here. But, man, would you say we had, according to the poll, 29% were Dem, 29% were Republican, and how many percent did you say would just simply vote for the right person?
38.
All right. And given Gavin Newsom's performance, which I can't believe anybody would vote for him again, but, God, we live in California, so you never know. And the Democrats that are not coming out and pushing back against them, they're kind of going lockstep. We're losing our parental choice when it comes to education. He just stole $5 billion from the transportation fund, and we can go on and on and on with this. Shouldn't that be enough for people to start voting Republican?
The thing is, they got to know what the Republican message is. And so until the Republicans consolidate around a unifying message of what they stand for, not what they stand against, and that this is uniform across the state where everybody's beating the same drum, so that way we can overcome what we call the media bias, the left-wing media bias. Until we start unifying together, and, you know, if we stay separate where everybody says whatever they think they need to say in order to get elected, the Democrats are going to keep picking us off one at a time. Our strength is in numbers and a unified message, like Newt Gingrich showed in 94. Reagan proved it in 80. You know, when we have that unified message, we can win. And it's time for the California Republican Party to get together. And, you know, sooner or later, they're going to figure – somebody's going to come along like a Newt Gingrich who is able to rally the troops. And when that happens, you're going to see a different California.
Well, you've got a lot of optimism, my friend. I mean, again, you deal with them probably more than I do. I deal with them on a regular basis, you know, the state party. And I agree with you. We need to hear the same message on a regular basis. We need to know they're behind us and they're willing to help us. And I know, you know, sometimes candidates and sometimes the different clubs and different assembly district areas kind of feel like they're floundering alone. And that's nobody's fault in particular, except for the parties as a whole. And the Democrats don't do that. They rally around their people. They support their people. They're in it for the long game. They have that long message, don't they?
Yes, they do. And, you know, part of their message right now is, you know, impeach Trump, impeach Trump. They're, you know, okay, that didn't work, so let's go to plan B. Plan B doesn't work, let's move to C. C doesn't work, let's move to D. They know that Trump is the enemy to their socialistic agenda, and that is one of the reasons why they're going so hard after his Trump tax returns. They, you know, Hitler said it best, you know, if you say it loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And they figured out that if they talk about his tax returns long enough and loud enough, maybe people will believe that Trump is actually hiding something. And that's one of the reasons why we're attorneys are fighting on this, you know, because we're protecting the rights of actually an American citizen not to be bullied by the Democrat left. And so what's going on in California is as soon as the state passed this law, we went in and got an injunction in front of a federal district judge, and the judge did not find that this law was unconstitutional one way or two ways or three ways or four ways. He found it unconstitutional five different ways.
Wow.
And so then the state obviously appealed it to the Ninth Circuit, and the state has filed their opening brief, the president's side. There's actually five different people or five different lawsuits that are countering this. Their briefs are due early in December, so, you know, maybe sometime in March or April we'll get a decision. But the thing is, Trump will be on the ballots here in the state of California because they did not move for an emergency order to undo it. And so as such, Trump is going to be on the ballot because of the injunction entered. What happened in New York?
Yes.
What is going on there is the House Investigation Committee did a subpoena and asked for Trump's tax returns. And Trump basically said, hey, I'm president. They're not entitled to them. Congress can't pick on an individual or whatever. And they took the position that, hey, we need this to make sure that we don't need to update the Ethics in Government Act, you know, to make sure that there are proper disclosures. And the district court bought it. Then the Court of Appeals bought that argument. And so we are now going to the United States Supreme Court whether or not a private citizen can has to release his tax returns, a confidential document, just because Congress wants to see it. And, you know, and there are so many issues there, but it will be interesting to see what happens. I'm not a part of that legal challenge, but I am sure the attorneys are working 24/7 to brief the issues for the Supreme Court, and we'll find out very soon what the Supreme Court is going to do regarding the congressional subpoenas.
All right, so but run down something here, because again, a lot of us don't understand what these motions are. So the first motion basically gives them a 2 or 3 day stay. They have to come back on Thursday and put a brief in of some kind, correct? And that will still only give them a temporary stay, correct?
Yeah. So basically, what happened is, you know, they filed an emergency brief saying, hey, please stay this so that way we can brief it. And so a single judge, the judge who's assigned to that region, which in this case I believe was John Roberts,
right,
basically said, yeah, I see enough here. I'm going to stay it and allow the sides to brief whether we're going to actually have a permanent stay until the Supreme Court can actually hear the full arguments. So usually what happens is a case is fully adjudicated. But because this deals with something that requires an immediate turnover, even though the case is not fully done and briefed, there's been this injunction and, you know, yes, you ordered to produce the tax returns. Because of that, there is this extra step. And it's kind of like when somebody is about ready to be executed by a state, they can do, and they always do, this emergency brief. Hey, can you stop this execution so we can brief it for the Supreme Court? And it always gets filed at 11:55, and when the execution is supposed to take place at 12:01. And that judge, the one judge who's in charge of that circuit court that came out of, has to actually stay at his office till 12 o'clock, ready for that last-minute fax, so that way he can say yes or no based upon whatever that last-minute fax says. And so wow. That's kind of what has happened here, is Trump was about ready to have to return his tax returns, produce his tax returns. So he rushed out and asked the court, hey, we're going to need an immediate stay on this, and the court actually granted that. Now what's going to happen is there's going to be a full briefing where each side's briefed, and then they're going to need, I believe it's 4 out of the 9 Supreme Court justices, have to agree that, yes, this is worth the full
right.
briefing then.
Yep.
So it's on Thursday, 4 judges have to rule on whether or not they're going to send the thing for briefing. And so there will be a third set of briefing at that point in time. And then oral arguments based upon whenever the court says that oral arguments are going to be heard.
All right, Mark, this is like the Supreme Court. You only have so much time to make your argument. We're done. Where do people find more writings by you?
Well, hey, I publish all over the place. So, unfortunately, the best thing I can tell them is find me on Twitter at Mark Moiser.
Perfect. All right.
M-A-R-K-M-E-U-S-E-R.
We'll put that up on our website as well. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Remember, we're going to be here all week. Hopefully you will too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.